was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does that concern of yours affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." And so they filled them to the brim. And then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, though the servants knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then, when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you've kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee. And so he revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. The story of the changing of the water into wine at the Cana event, the wedding, really, in terms of the structure of the Gospels, stands in the same place as the baptism and temptation do in the Synoptic Gospels. They're about the beginnings of the ministry of Jesus. And what's interesting about this particular version, if you'd like to call it that, of the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, is it seems like he's not ready. Jesus' mother says they have no wine. He says, "How does that concern affect me? My hour hasn't come yet." And yet he does the miracle. And he revealed his glory, and the disciples began to believe in him. I think what's going on here is a truth that happens sometimes in our lives. And I think what John is saying is that, though he has a very high Christology, what he's saying is that it's happened to Jesus. And the thing that I'm talking about is many, many times we choose the time for something. But there are other times when the time chooses us. And our first reaction may be, "Not yet. I'm not ready quite yet." But the time is choosing us. And I think that must have been what Mary sensed. It is time. Now, what does that have to do with us? The Second Vatican Council urged the whole church to pay attention to the signs of the time. What are the times asking of us? What are they choosing us to do? What are they choosing us for? Take a practical example. This earthquake that happened in Haiti. Is there something in that disaster that is asking us to do something? The moment has chosen us to respond. Us being this community here, us being the United States community, us being the Caribbean and the American community, us being the whole world community. We aren't ready for many things in our lives. I remember talking to a young man who was graduating from medical school. He says, "I'm not ready to practice medicine. Yesterday I could have taken a prescription pad and written a prescription and nothing would have happened. You'd have taken it into the drugstore, nothing would have happened. Tomorrow I'm going to write one and they'll fill the prescription and say to me, 'Well, doctor, nice to see you.' I don't feel ready for that." A lot of times, and myself included and in my classmates, day before, just an ordinary seminarian. Day after ordination, father. And I think what Mary's voice is in this is to say, you know what? You'll never be fully ready. But do it, because there's a need. We say that we believe in the full humanity of Jesus. So perhaps that is what John's gospel is talking about. Jesus being a little bit cautious, and Mary saying, you're as ready as you'll ever be. And is that voice in our life, too? Is there a little voice in us saying, you've come pretty close, you still haven't jumped into it yet. If not now, when?